It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Stephen Avery, the man convicted in the killing of a woman and the subject of the Netflix series Making a Murderer, has been denied a request for a new trial. Avery's request was rejected yesterday by a Wisconsin circuit judge. Avery had argued that his conviction back in 2005 was based on planted evidence and false testimony. He's serving life in prison. Hugh Hefner's death certificate says that he ultimately died of cardiac arrest, but he was also battling a few other ailments. The document says that the Playboy founder was suffering from septicemia. That's a severe inflammation of body tissues triggered by an infection in the blood. He's also been dealing with an E. coli bacterial infection. Both of those illnesses are listed as contributing factors to his death. O.J. Simpson recently became a free man, and the disgraced NFL player plans to blow off his post-prison steam at a sleazy brothel in Nevada. Bunny Ranch owner Dennis Hoff reached out to him just days before his release in order to set up a special sexy celebration. He says there are still a lot of moving parts to the Bunny Ranch visit, and it all depends on O.J.'s schedules and meeting with the parole officers. But what's more is they've already designated which brothel employee is going to get with him if he comes there.
Oh, yes.
She is an exact lookalike of Simpson's late wife, Nicole Brown Simpson.
That's creepy.
Is that not disturbing?
A little disturbing for sure.
Yeah. Insiders say that Max Shermerskovsky, or whatever you say, however you say his name.
Lay off the vodka, Alex.
And Vanessa Lachey's partnership is not going well behind the ballroom curtain on Dancing with the Stars. The source says there's a lot of fighting going on behind the scenes. Their personalities are very similar, so they disagree about everything. Hey, it sounds like us.
Exactly. But it's like, wait, they're similar personalities?
They're similar. They're not different.
Well, that's weird, because we're complete opposites. We are. Like, we're both good people, but everything else, we're complete opposites.
Yeah.
But man, like, they see each other probably more than we do if they're dancing all day. Oh,
for sure. So it says their personalities are very similar, so they disagree about everything. They refuse to give in to one another. The insider says they're playing nice for the cameras, but both are miserable paired with each other. Their lack of chemistry hasn't affected their scores, however. So far, they've landed at the top of the leaderboard for their performances. Max was a no-show on Monday's episode.
That's just like us. We're killing it. Yeah.
Sam Smith sparked rumors he's dating 13 Reasons Why star Brandon Flynn after the two were spotted kissing in New York City. Brandon plays Justin Foley in the Netflix series. The Stay With Me singer was seen strolling with his arm around the actor before the pair indulged in a public embrace and kiss over the weekend. Then on Monday, the pair was seen grabbing dinner together at Catch NYC with a few friends. Lance Bass wanted to donate blood after the Las Vegas massacre, but couldn't because he's gay. The former NSYNC singer tweeted, "How is it still illegal for gays to donate blood? I want to donate and I'm not allowed." That's because the FDA warns that men who have had sex with men in the last year should not be permitted to give blood. And Jason Aldean has canceled concerts for the remainder of the week out of respect for the victims in the Las Vegas massacre. He said it's the right thing to do. It's been an emotional time for everyone involved this week, so we plan to take some time to mourn the ones that we have lost. The tour will resume October 12th in Tulsa. Jason said our first time back on stage will be a very tough and emotional thing for us, but we will all get through it together and honor the people we lost by doing the only thing we know how to do, which is play our songs for them. That is the garbage.